this week, Parshas Yitzroy, decided, as you can see, that we have a collective writings of a tzaddik regarding to a topic which is maybe one of the main points in understanding the role of Parshas Yitzroy, which is the foundation, which is Matan Torah, which defines a Yid as a Yid. And it would serve us well to understand really what is the true makeup of a Yid, and what in fact distinguishes a Yid from any other human being created on earth. And the idea is formulated in many ways in the different pieces that we have here from a tzaddik, and we begin to realize and to understand the true dimension and the essence and the makeup of what a Yid is all about. The idea is that it says here in Parshas Yitzroy, "V'atem tihyu mamlechet kohanim v'goy kodesh." Right, the Torah says that through Matan Torah, Kol Yisrael will be a kingdom, a mamlechet of kohanim, and a goy kodesh, a nation of holiness. So the first piece that we have here is with tzaddik, Yitzchak HaTzaddik, which is Oyz HaMachalos. Now he talks about the kohen. But as we'll see, this is not limited to the Kohen. The pasuk when it says "Vatim tihyu mamleches Kohanim" is very interesting description, because we're not talking about the Kohanim, Shevet Levi. We're talking about every Yid, and in essence, every Yid is able to match up to Madrega that he deserves to be referred to and called as a Kohen. Kohen, as we'll see, the definition, we'll see what is the makeup of a Kohen, and the Torah tells us that through Matan Torah that each and every Yid, in a sense, will be a mamleches of Kohanim. So therefore, it behooves us to understand a little bit what a Kohen is all about. So the tzaddik says, and again, this is just one small piece, and he discussed it in many areas. He says, a Kohanim is nikru kedoshim. Kohanim, of course, by definition, they are referred to as kedoshim. That is how they are referred to. That is what they are called. Because when Shenema, as the pasuk says in the Grayonim, Yavdel Aharei Lahakdishoi. The emphasis is that the true definition of the word Kodesh, we translate it to mean holy. The generic title of the word Kodesh means separation, to be movable, to be separate. Being holy is one of the ways that one is really a Kodesh, because by being holy, one actually separates himself from the normal friends and from the usual things, the average drive that a person is driven to. Pasuk says, Aharon has been separated lahakdishoi. When someone is dedicated, as we say, to be magidik something, when you dedicate something to a specific purpose, separating it apart, that is really what Kodesh means. The Nemar says, it's a Kodesh v'ikr v'elo. So the tzaddik, you have to know that u'b'chol zaro yachlov yesh madrei gezu. That starting from the first kohen, all the way down, generation after generation, kol zaroi, every generation, all of the Zera of the Kohanim have this Madrega of being Kedoshim. Rak, except, he says, Shechalukim, Bein Ma'at Zera. It doesn't mean, interesting to say, that every Kohen has exactly the same level of Kedusha. There are some that have more. So the point, he says, Araharon, Shutachlis Madrega Sakedusha. Aharon is, if you will, the factory, you know, out of which all of the Kedusha was manufactured down to the future generations. From the Kohanim. Aharon is, which if you will, is the Tachlis Madrega, is the complete Shleimus of Kedusha that you can imagine in a human being. He's the Tachlis of Madrega of Kedusha. The perfection in the area of Kedusha, that is Aharon HaKohen. However, all of the project of Aharon HaKohen have this trait of being Kedusha. And they are Kedusha. Some a little more and some a little bit less. Olachain, therefore, being that Kohanim have the inherent, their inherent makeup is being Kedoshim, therefore Avodah is the Kohanim. In other words, it is not, as we might say, that it's the Avodah maybe that makes the Kohen Kodesh, it starts the other way around. But the Kohen, in fact, who has Kedusha, the Kohen, in fact, is being the Kodesh, therefore the Avodah is to the Kohanim. The Chaim we find, Riba Bohen HaKosuv Mitzvot Yeteris. We find another thing, that by the Kohanim, that the Torah, in fact, was marva, gave extra mitzvahs. Koyhanim have more mitzvahs, as the Gemara's Lashon is, in many places. Riba ben Nakotim mitzvahs yiferis. And the idea, how is this related by being a Koyhan? Why should a Koyhan have more mitzvahs? It's a study because Kiha mitzvahs matiyos heim hanoisnin kedusha biyodo. The study says a very interesting thing. When we do a mitzvah, we think of it one-dimensional. We think about that we're mekayim the rosh and Hashem. We kavadu navadu. That's the meaning of a mitzvah. Mitzvah means a commandment. But however, there is a roshim. There's a consequence as a result of doing that mitzvah. Every time we do a mitzvah, we have risen to another dimension in Kedusha. In other words, a yid who performed the mitzvah is no longer the same yid as he was before he was mekayim the mitzvah. Not just that he has an extra mitzvah. Avadi. Before he didn't have that mitzvah, now he has that mitzvah. But as far as the personality of the person himself, as far as the madrega of the person himself, that every mitzvah that we do, not dafka koyin, any, he says the idea is that the mitzvahs matzah is they give kedusha to a person, right? Kemoi shikosuv or kemoi shenemar, as we say, as you kidshonu the mitzvahs of itzivonu. This is not merely an abstract phrase. It means kidshonu the mitzvahs of. We say the relationship that by doing a mitzvah we become kedoshim. So in fact, the more mitzvahs we do, not only we have more mitzvahs, but in matter of fact, we ourselves are building kedusha within our body. In the same way that in the physical world, there are certain foods which build muscle, which build tissue, which build power, which is physical strength. In the spiritual area, what adds to the kedusha of the person, our mitzvahs, kachenu b'mitzvahisecho, kibishonu b'mitzvahisecho, because he's brought with Mekadishah through the mitzvahs. And the Nehemiah, we find again another pasuk, vasisem is called mitzvahisecho, the yitzim kedoshim. Right? In other words, the yitzim kedoshim is a consequence of doing the mitzvahs. Vasisem is called mitzvahisecho, the yitzim kedoshim. So the tzaddik v'lekach, therefore, koyahanim zrizim b'maise. This is very interesting. The Gemara tells us many times that Kohanim are zrizim him. The Kohanim are very, very efficient. When they have an obligation, when they have a task before themselves, Kohanim are zrizim. What is the reason of Kohanim are zrizim? So the Tzaddik says is, Kohanim are zrizim b'maisa, you know why? He says, Hichnit Hashem Yizborach behem midizu shal zrizis b'maisa kedei lahachnit kedusha b'leiv. What the Tzaddik says, the Kohen, who is called Kodesh, he continues to grow in his Kedusha. In other words, the Kohen who is born a Kodesh. But nevertheless, the Kohen, while he's alive, he grows in Kedusha. Because as he says, Ahana Kohen, for example, is the ultimate Madrig in Kedusha. Which there's always room for growth. Each and every Kohen. Each and every Kohen has room to grow in his own level of Kedusha. What level of Kedusha that he himself will desire to attain. And of course, he's brought up being the Kohanim. Are supposed to be the models of Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them more opportunities and gave them the wherewithal which allows them to build themselves on a higher level of Kedusha. So Kehanim Zrizim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that trait. Hichnis Hashem Yizbarach Behem Midazu. This is a genetic trait. Kehanim Zrizim says in Tzaddik this is a genetic trait. Now it's not something that another way to understand it might be maybe it's a certain attitude. The Kohanim, being that they know the responsibilities, it's a psychological factor also one can explain. Right? A Kohen knows his role in the world, and the person takes the responsibility seriously, he's a Zoris. Someone who is the CEO of a company can imagine he's probably a Zoris. He knows the great responsibility and everything that hinges on what he does. That'd be one way of the parsis understanding. If something says it's a trait built in, not some that the Kohen understands and therefore he's a Zoris. Because Baruch Hu built into the Kohen this midas rizus zelahachnet kedusha b'leiv says of tzaddik. And again, as we had many times, the tzaddik keeps repeating this and says, what is ultimate kedusha? Sof kol sof kedusha her kedusha hin. Every mitzvah gives us kedusha, and therefore what type of behavior does it lead to? What distinguishes? How does it manifest itself? Okay, now I'm a kodesh, so what type of behavior does it demand of me? What does it show? What does it prove if I am a kodesh? The tzaddik again, the inyan hakedusha. The idea of kedusha is who have zola mikol inyonei chemdas oylam azeh rakli yisoyved Hashem. That's the bottom line. Bottom line is, you can't have both worlds. It's a mistake. You can't. You have to make a decision. Is it going to be Olam Haba or is it going to be Olam Hazeh? Kadosh Baruch Hu put us on Olam Hazeh to be able to utilize all of the resources of Olam Hazeh as a means to attain and to acquire. Is that Olam Hazeh is a kinyan? Is our kinyon to be able to be koyin Olam Haba? But the idea is not to be koyin Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, the Hayek attempted to be koyin in a way to be koyin Olam Haba. As the Tzaddik says again, this is Havdol and Mikolin Yonai Amidus Tendas Oilam Azeh Rakli is David Hashem. The Koyan by description must understand that one asks, what am I as a Koyan? What I am is I am an Eved Hashem. And an Eved means that I am subordinate, right, to the request and to the dictates of my master. By an Eved Hashem, it means all of my being. Everything in my fiber, everything that I stand for has to be dedicated. Not that for myself, forget, I'm a vassal, any of my personal interests, the Chavra Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I'm an Eved Hashem. I don't belong to myself. But you say an Eved Hashem means whatever I have, all of my koiches, everything that I do, what should my concern be? Again, the same as a Gitraya Eved, right? What is his dying? His dying is to see that his Odin comes out ahead, that whatever he does, that his Odin should have more profit, should be more Mabiyah, and his Odin should be more happy, should be satisfied, and to build the equity of his Odin. That's the Tachlis. He's an Eved in the company, wherever the situation may be. He's an Eved Hashem, so the Tachlis is completely that he makes his own person least subordinate, and he's mouth to himself, Mekolin Yonah Amidus. He's an Eved Hashem, that's what he is. People tend to confuse what a person is and what we do many times. You ask somebody what he is, so he says, he's a lawyer. He's not a lawyer, I don't know what he is. He makes a living as a lawyer. His profession is the law. But he is not a lawyer. But to realize, things that we do are not necessarily what we really are. The Kohen is an Eved Hashem. That's the description, that's the idea that the Kohen has to understand. A Kaddish is as a Tzaddik is a person who serves the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Totally, completely. That is his mission in life. And it goes on to say, V'nemar, it says, by the Koyhanim, it says, Li. You know it says Li? It says, L'chahein Li. Right? That the Koyhanim have been separated and have been dedicated to serve me, L'chahein Li. So the Tzaddik Li means, Shuhukayim le'oil me'oilomim. Because if they are to me, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am, right? The all, not only all-powerful, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is eternal. The Kedusha of the Kayim, says the Tzaddik is Li, it's Kayim, Le'olme, Oilomim, which means completely. That is the Lashon, which means that anything, the Klal is as follows. Whenever we do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has an eternal quality. Unlike when we do things in Olam Hazeh. For Olam Hazeh purposes. But when you do something for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not only Luzman. The act itself may be a Luzman. It takes 5 minutes, it takes 10 minutes, whatever it takes. But what has been achieved when you do something for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so when you build a house, the house stands. And the house will stand and remain long after the person's gone. Allah has come on a much more higher and a much more greater extent. No comparison. That if you do something for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has eternal quality. Which is a quality that lasts beyond us. And so too, when it comes to mitzvahs, it comes to nidois, it comes to good acts, it comes to good characteristics, they have a cosmic effect, an eternal effect. This is Tzaddik, and I want you to know, Vasilu b'koyin hayoyter poches b'mal. And sometimes you find the koyin who is the lowest of the lowest. Okay? The Tzaddik Kol Shehu Mizera Aharon. Listen to what he says. The mere fact that he's Mizera Aharon, Aval Pi She'ei Nikur Boy Shemet Kedusha, you don't see it. But Odom Yirel Einayim, Hashem Yirel Aleva. Remember, many, many years ago, Chesim Koyim went up to Duchim. An old man in the back of the shul was saying, "Hey, guys, need benches." They Koyim, he had two blanks, you know, along with it. This guy, he's going to bless me. He's, hey, guys, he avenged me. Who is he to avenge me? Who's this guy? How's he going to give me a bracha? The Tzaddik, I feel a bit crying, how you used to talk as the Malach. But don't worry, he said. Even the Kohen, who in your eyes appears Yosef Pochus, the lowest that you can imagine, to the extent that you don't even recognize Hashem as even a pinch or a tinge of Kedusha, that's the way you see it. But Hashem Yireh Lelevav, the fact that he's Mezer Aharon means that there is hidden Kedusha in this Kohen. And that is something that's going to continue till the end of time, the Kvah Hitziach. And the Novi already tells us that in Tifres Berisi Hayoim, which means Al Brit HaKehuna, which means to say that the Brit of Kehuna will never be destroyed, but the Brit of Kehuna will always continue and will remain. But the idea is throughout the Doyers, throughout the generation, started from Aharon HaKohen was the very first Kohen, but this goes, and this goes down, with all these Zera Aharon HaKohen till the end of time. Even a Kohen who is a Yosef Pochus B'Mala has Kedusha. And we see that each and every Kohen that has the Koyach, of course, to do the various mitzvahs and the various avodas that are designated to the Kohanim. So, looking at that, as you see here, what we have here is the story describing Kehuna, the Kedusha of the Kohen. And we also see that being that someone who is born in the Shevet of Kehuna, Mizera Harai, automatically that He inherits that Koyach of Kedusha. The Koyach of Kedusha runs through the line, runs through the entire line. I want to point out that in the same way we find also on a different level how the lines that are inherent in the parents actually follow through and have influences on what kind of children they're going to have. In defense, in the genetic makeup we're talking about. Nothing about chinuch, of course. Parents set bad examples and children most likely will also follow, although there are exceptions. We're talking about what is inherent in the makeup and in the birth when the child is conceived and happened with the parents also. Not also. But the ikar, there's a main point. And here's what Tzadik says in Sittis HaTzadik. And he says another nekuda. This is Oit Kuf Yud Beis. That's what he says here. The Tzadik is followed. He says, Tavat Hayetzer Shavu Odo. Right? It's another way we see that how we are influenced by the Messiah, but what our parents are. That carries over to us. You're born from a Kohen, you are a Kohen. But also in other areas of Kedusha as well. There are people in this world who have bigger Yetzer Haras, tithes and desires than other people. A lot of it is scientific also. Some people may have a higher level of such and such, and others a lower level of such and such. It's also part of it. So the Tzaddik says there is a component that you have to realize that is responsible for the level of a Yetzer Hara and a driven desire. For Tavis, he says, Tavis Hayetzer Shel Odom, who Mitoikit HaTavis Shel Ovedimo De'Ether Yonah. If there was higher Tavis at the time of conception, that means the child will have a bigger Yetzer Hara as well. Ukemoshoma Dovr HaMelech, as Dovr HaMelech himself says, the Nizmoy Kashabah, that's Kapitul Nunalus, in the David when he comes to Notan Hanovi, Kashabah Batsheva, Dovr HaMelech comes and cries out, he wants to do Tshuva. For the Maisa Bacheva. Rav HaMelech says the following words towards the end of the capital. Rav HaMelech says, Hein be'ovoin choylalti. Hein be'ovoin choylalti. And the Pesuk says further, Ubechet yechamatni imi. Which the translation is, Hein be'ovoin choylalti. It means, I was fashioned in sin. Hein be'ovoin choylalti. I was fashioned in sin. And Ubechet yechamatni imi. And my mother conceived me with chet. So the Melech shows that somehow the level or the particular madrega of the parent has an effect on the child. But the Melech says, "Ubechet yachamas niimi," and it's something to do with my parent. So he quotes, "Ukemoshe kozav the Medrash Hanelam Vayera," as is pointed out in Medrash Hanelam that says in Vayera, "Shamikadish atzmoi b'shat tashmish loy mistofu bonav niyekel hara." So the whole attitude of how someone goes to be mekayim the mitzvah of the zivuk has a profound, profound effect on the Kedusha of the Bonin. From the Tarechot, right? There's a pula that has to be done. The Tarecheni, the whole attitude, and the whole Machshava, and the whole Kavonah of how this pula is done, makes a world of a difference in terms of the Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of your level, the Madrega of the child that will be born. So the Tzaddik, therefore, amazing Taish, is what he says. Lekach, therefore, Bat Koin Shezinto, why is Avi Mechalelet? It means that maybe at the time of conception, the Kavon of the father was not totally pure. And he's supposed to be a Kohen of the sea. Every Yid, it says it should be Mekadish himself, the Shah Tashmish. Koyach, with the Yevet Hashem, with Avada and Avada, have this Kiyah and the understanding, right? They have to have this drive and this Havana, and to try to live up to a higher standard. And if it turns out that Bas Koyach is in Tzav, there is something that's a reflection. It's a reflection of Yevet Michalelet. And he says, "Vatilu who began Eden, done in Oitzel over there." So even though he's already in Gan Eden, right? And he has children, and the children are not misnaik appropriately. It has a reflect on the Av, has a reflect on the parents. Well, the kach therefore nearly Yosef yuknoi shelovik shloyechta. You know what it means? Yosef was saying to himself, "If I fall short, this is a reflection of Yaakov Avinu." That's what it means that Yosef was protected by the Demut Yuknei Shalavit, by the appearance of his father's image. He said, Yosef knew, if I am not strong, if I cannot overcome, and if I fall, and if I slip over here, Yaakov Avinu forever will be tainted because of my action. Because the Tzaddik pointed out, it is determined what and how the time of conception occurred, what Madrega Kedusha was injected at that time. And he said, "Ukshaavti belonchev inesakin shom." He said, when the Av already received his Oynish there in that world, was Haben mis Oyre b'tshuva b'olam hazeh. It goes back and forward. So the son, the father, is held in Shemayim even to an Oynish, he says. And then backwards, when the father gets his tikkun, that brings the service back down to this world, that the son should be mis Oyre b'tshuva. The Chema Hefer, al the tshuva t'haben v'tikkun ol yitzu d'avere, manichem li'ove v'ima b'ganeit. But we do have a direct reflection on our parents. Sometimes we think, you know, comes to our yard site. We say Kaddish, we say this. We don't realize the direct influence our actions down here are having Shemayim. And if every Dover Toiv we do down here elevates back, as we said, Nishon Lechom and Aliyah. And it's not just something that we say, but then it has, as the Tzaddik points out. So in every area of our life, in every area of our Kedusha, we are mistaken ourselves in the areas that we slip. Again, then the parents are left alone. But otherwise, they receive a certain knock on the door, and they are also held accountable. L'kach be'eit ha'mila. Therefore, when it comes to the time of Mila, shehu tikkun habris, b'ha'tayve, we know that mitzvah bris, according to some rishonim, the reason of bris is l'hachlish koyach ha'tayve. That's the idea of bris, because the orla is the source of tayve. Orla is the source of tumah. Orla is the chelik of the sitra achra, as the Balam Ukabolim say. And when you cut away the orla, we are removing a major source of impurity. And as the Sifra Chassidus point out, as a matter of fact, the orla is a mokim where all of the impurities of the body concentrate in that area. And when we remove the orla, we're not just removing the orla, but actually with the orla we are removing all of the other impurities from our group. And because it has been concentrated in the Arla. And when you cut away the Arla, this is l'hachlish koyach ha'tayve, l'hachlish koyach ha'tayve, but now, oimim with the yitzmach avicha v'imecha v'soyege v'alitecha. Because in the same way when it's bas koyach shezinto, this is a reflection of what the father and mother may have done at the time of conception of the child. It's a reflection that they fell short of the mekadish themselves at that particular time. So the converse is also true. The converse is also true. When we are able to manifest and build Kedusha in our lives through the meaning of Brit, which is meant to help us to do that, then again, Yitzmach Adicha Be'necha, we have not dragged our parents also down with us. Because when we fall and we slip, invariably this has something to do with them as well. The Zebichlau, and this is included in what it is said, the Ho'av, that the father is Zoyche Leben, he says, B'chochmo, because one of the things that we inherit, you know, we inherit maybe the blue eyes, you know, and maybe the blonde hair, you know, all these things. But the Gemara says also, Av is Zeichel Ben B'Chochma. The Av has intelligence. One thing that the Av is in the Zaka of the Son is Chochma. The Tzaddik says, Chochma also, of course, is referring to the spiritual dimension. Because Chochma is directly connected with Aveira, because they know them over Aveira, and that's where Ruach Shtut. It means that the level of the Av in Chochma, meaning if there's no Ruach Shtut in the Av, it is no Russian, it is the Yav with Mekadish himself properly. So therefore, he's Mezaka us as well. Because our Yetzer Hara, as the Tzaddik, is determined by how the parents, how they were Mekadish themselves in preparation of bringing a new Neshama into this world. That's going to determine it. So the Yav is Zoichel Ibnoi B'Chochma. It's a Fuke the Ruach Shtut of Adeira. It's a positive side. When you don't have the Ruach Shtut, you have the chokhma, then the opposite, then you'll be prone and you'll be directed to the oiler and to do mitzvahs and makim tov. So this is the idea, Rabbi Tzai. This is again, so we have again, we saw the direct influence that we have down one generation over the other. What we started with was a product showing that the influence of kahuna, right? That's how we started. Koyanim are called Kedoshim, and therefore anyone who is Mizera Haroi, right? So the product also receives and inherits in Yarsin's Kedoshim. What we will do now, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to have to skip number 4, let's go to number 6. I want to show you now all the houses bearing has. The Torah says, Vatim Tzilu Imam Lechis Koyanim V'Goy Kodosh, right? Vatim Tzilu Imam Lechis Koyanim V'Goy Kodosh. And directly, by the way, Mamlechus Kahan happens to be the Tzadik number 4, but we'll see how the time permits. We'll come back to it or not. But what we're going to show now, the same way that the Tzadik showed us, the high level of Kedusha of the Kohen, Kohen and Ikur Kedushim, let's understand, we are also called Kohen. That is Yil Mamlechus Kohen. That means, of course, that each and every Yid is also Kohen and Begoy Kodesh. That is Yil Mamlechus Kohen and Begoy Kodesh. What is the idea of when we say that a Yid is a Kodesh? What does that mean? How do we understand that? Do we really have an asoge? Can we comprehend even the slightest? What is the level of Kedusha B'Yid? Are we able to appreciate how much Kedusha each and every Yid had within himself? So this is the incredible words of the Tanya. This is the middle of a parik. This is Perchov Gimel Nigeret HaKedush. And the words of the Tanya speak for themselves. Let's take a look what the Tanya says. Kemoisha Shomati Maraboisai. You see, this is in the middle of a parish. He says, Kemoisha Shomati Maraboisai, I heard from my rabbeim. Ki ilu nimto malach echot oimid b'mama v'asorim Yisrael. We know Raboisai says, v'nigdashti b'toyf b'nei Yisrael. If you want to say dobesh b'gdusha, you have to have a minion. Ain dobesh b'gdusha, right? Cannot be said pochus me'asor. You cannot say dobesh b'gdusha, right? You want to say kedusha, you have to have a minion. When you have a quorum, when you have a minion of 10 yidis. So obviously it means that now we are in a matzav of the nikdashti. Do you have an idea what level of kedusha we have? Says the Tanya, that if a malach would dare come into a shul where you have a minion yidin, or wherever these minions of yidin convene. If a malach would be nimta oimid b'mama ratoim yisroel b'yachad, when you have 10 yidin together, even the Yidden are not saying Divrei Torah. The mere fact that 10 Jews together, all of a motzav of tachad ligvul, the malach would not be able to withstand the aim on the pachad. The malach would become bottled in the sea. It's unbelievable the confusion that a human being is able to generate. If a malach would dare come into the proximity of a minion Yidden, he says, "Tipoy lola v'imotav atachad b'li gvul v'tachlis mishchinte d'shar yalayu." The ashroyes hashchina upon and minion of Eden, that Eden rise to such a level of kedusha, ad shetia mitzvatul mimitziyut elegamre. That's what he's saying. The malach was there, come into a congregation when you have 10 Eden. He said he would disintegrate, he become bottled in the sea. So we always think, "A malach, what is it? The kedusha of a malach?" As great as a malach is, and he's great, a malach. They found him the highest, a kodesh, tremendous, a malach. As we say, nishkamench, a malach. But the ganze kedusha, as great as a malach is, should he dare try to come into the company of 10 yidden, he becomes bottled in the sea. He cannot be stable that madrega kedusha. The madrega kedusha is like somebody comes too close to the sun, and he's going to become burned to a crisp. You know, have that high level of kedusha. Okay, so, and that's true, by the way, says the Tanya, even the ten yidin are not learning. The presence of ten yidin generates an unimaginable madrega level of kedusha. It's such an awesome thing to behold. It's an amazing thing. And says the Tanya, therefore, I might as well comment, says the Tanya. Knowing that, bearing that in mind, Valkay, Rabbi Einai Hamaisa, Ashenasa Takas Hashemish, Bechal of the Prat, Bein Achai V'Reai, he says, my friendly Jews, he says, Ani Goshem Al Hashem, Ha Goshem Du Tzile, Ta'achar Atzile Oy Lefaneo Nasha Moshev Leitzim. You have your 10 Yidin, whether it's before davening or after, you are taking this opportunity of the presence of 10 Yidin. In other words, the Tanya says, and I just said a moment ago, even if they're not learning, you have you have amazing kedusha, but not if you speak to the Torah. You're not learning, not doing anything. But you can destroy, you certainly can destroy it, he says. Because it's, you know, that's the Moshe of Leitzin. Now imagine, says the Tanya, you have the potential, 10 Yidin coming together in a shul and a Beis Medrash, you have the potential to generate an amazing high level of Ashroyat HaShchina that even a Malach cannot withstand it. So, how great is the tragedy if 10 Yidin don't take the opportunity, don't take advantage of that potential? Even a Malach would become bottle. So he says, now instead we turn this into a Moshe Leitzim. It's a slap in the face of the Shechina HaKadosha. And the Mamor Razal and Chazal have said, Aloeva Avera B'Seiser. Chazal said that if you do an Avera B'Seiser, there's merit to it, at least it's B'Seiser, right? Chazal said, Doichik Raglai HaShechina Chaz V'Sholem. Aloeva Avera B'Avim. But now if you do an Avera, you have 10 people, you're doing it in Barabim, called Shir Koyma Shal Yoytze Bereshit Kibyochol. Now there's nobody saying. If you do an Avera B'Seiser, you are Doichik, you push out the feet of the Shechina. It doesn't say the Gansha Shechina, the feet of the Shechina. Which means that some of the Shechina might still remain. But says the Tanya, but if you have 10 people doing the same thing, then not just Doichik Ragla Shechina, now you have destroyed completely. You have chased out will megarish the entire Shechina, the whole Shir Koimesh will yoke the Bereshit Kibiyachol. There's an awesome responsibility. When 10 Yidin come together, what they're going to do, the potential of Kedusha that they have, is indescribable. But as he says, Shomati Maraboyitza, I heard from my Rebbe, and Malach wouldn't dare he should try to join those 10 Yidin. He wouldn't be able, he wouldn't come out of it. It would be a one-way street, he says. He become bottled in the sea. The aim on the Tacham. So now we go a step further. If we see the Koyach Rabbeisa of the Yid, we see Koyach of the Yid, we see how much Kedusha Yid can generate. How much Kedusha Yid can generate? A Malach is not able to withstand it. There's a Tzadik, in Pitkat HaTzadik Oysun Gimel. We human beings, we Yidin, we don't always speak Dibur Torah. We speak all kinds of things. But there's a Tzadik I want you to know. Dibur shel chol hamurgel b'fiyodom. I say, if a Tzadik wouldn't have said this, I mean, you, some would say it, you say, you make an appointment, you know, to some mental health agency. What the Tzadik says here is Dibur shel chol hamurgel b'fiyodom. Common speech that people speak. Not Dibur Torah. U'margel b'fume. In other words, things that people say over and over again. Common speech. Things that people are used to saying. With Dibur Torah mamish. You know why? Because it came out of the mouth of the Yid. If it comes out of the mouth of the Yid, now, it doesn't mean that a Yid is only allowed to speak Dvar B'Telem. But even if he did speak Dvar B'Telem, he may have his Chejmet Rabbein Shalom on the one hand, but in those Dvar B'Telem, says the Tzadik, there is hidden Divrei Torah. So you'll say that maybe only by a Tzadik who speaks Divrei Chol? No. Ha'afilo eto isha ha'moin in Yisrael. Even a Poshet Yid. A Poshet Yid who spoke Divrei Chol, in that Divrei Chol you have Divrei Torah. Ukamoy Shinira, how did the Talmud of Tzadik says many times Chazal say, maybe the Omri Enshe. Remember the Gemara says many times, Haini the Omri Enshe. Do I care what the people say? What kind of weight does that carry? Haini the Omri Enshe. And Omri Enshe means not the Goyish, it means the Yiddish. And when the Yidin say something, it means that they keep saying it over and over again, has in a koyich of Dibur Torah. When Dibur Torah was saying, "Kama tisan head in the Gemara tisan head of Zayin," the Gemara says, that the Gabe hide out the Kama of the Yosel. The Gemara talks about a person who was saying so and such and such and such. The Yomer Shmuel and Shmuel said, "Crook it." You know what he's saying? It's a posik. In other words, when everybody heard it, nobody realized that had something to do with the posik in the Torah. Shmuel showed that it's a posik in the Torah. But if you say it was a Dibur Shel Choyel, Shmuel was able to link it to show Crook it. It's a posik. Crux it. Obviously, it wasn't evidence. If you looked at it, you wouldn't relate it. You couldn't connect it and see that's an open posse. Shmuel shows you it's a posse. You know why? He called Nefesh mi Yisrael Yeshle Achize b'divrei Torah miyuchedet. In other words, every Yid has a shaychus to particular divrei Torah that belongs to him. And therefore, when you see a person even saying a dibur shel chol over and over again, certain people talk about certain topics all the time. Certain people have certain phrases that you know, oh, that he says that. You know, my friend, my neighbor always says that. So the tzaddik says that which you always say means it has a particular shaykhus to what you are. And the tzaddik says, kol nefesh miyisov yesh lei achize bedibur teira miyuchedet. Kenoida. Ubedibur shemagala befumei, a particular dibur that's most commonplace for you, that's the shayrish of your neshama. So the tzaddik tells us, the certain thing that you speak about means that these things that you're rogel to speak about, that comes out of your shayrish neshama. Because ki adibur hu yesod hanefesh. You know, dibur is not just a feature. Dibur is the one of the foundations. Dibur is the yesod of the neshama, because the targum of our, that he ordered the nefesh chayu, what does the targum say? Nefesh is ruach mamalava. That ruach is speaking being, speaking spirit. And what you call the sikhtan chazal say, that ein bein tzadikim achayim lemesim, what's the difference between a tzadik that's not alive to a tzadik that's alive? Elo ha-dibur, the yisod achiyus. So the dibur is the yisod achiyus. Without a nishom, a person can't live. The nishom is the yisod achiyus. The dibur is the yisod achiyus. The dibur is the nefesh. The nefesh, right? A group without a nefesh can't survive. The dibur is described as the ruach namalolo, the dibur is the nefesh. So a particular phrase, a particular speech pattern that a person has means that that particular speech pattern has a shaykhus to your neshama. The person who said such and such, more able to figure out he comes from Shevet Dan. Yeah, because the person said something. So how do you know what Shevet is from? You see, because the dibur of a person that defines the essence of a person. The Talmud goes as far as saying that even in the dibur shechoil there is a vestige of dibur Torah. There's dibur Torah mamish, he uses the lashon. And when you saw, if you think that this was something that he wrote on a bad day, you know, Talmud said this. So I'll show you another four lines of Talmud himself in a different sefer. Talmud with a lot of Torah on Rabbi Tzai. This is a sefer Dibur Tzedek. Look for it. And that finds Zayit. The Talmud says in sefer Dibur Tzedek. Look what he says. It's the middle of a long parish, but all we need is these five lines. Umatino b'gemara. First of all, Tzadik says we find the Gemara Harada, many times we find the Gemara Omri Enshi, right? Haini the Omri Enshi. First of all, says the Tzadik, Ma'acha Shenichtachu b'Gemara Vadehim Dibur Teiru Gomer. That's all. First of all, anything that's written in Shas means a Dibur Teiru. So if the Gemara says that, so the Gemara gives an exchange between two people. Haido Makara, the guy that's written up in the Gemara became Dibur Teiru. If I learn this piece of Agadah, right? And on the surface it appears, you know, this is some sort of mundane speech. Right? The Gemara says, Reuven said, Tishim, such and such and such and such. And speaking to them, what do you have for dinner? And the answer, that's the same. If I would learn that piece of Gemara, I'm a kind of Talmud Torah. Dibur Torah. Even though the subjects matter sometimes, right? It's something that's not directly connected to Torah. It may be what we perceive to be Take, Dibur Chol. And on the outside, it is Dibur Chol. Says the Tzaddik, and he says, "I do." Bishilu Ma'id Katan. The Gemara says, "Memris." The Gemara goes on, and Ma'id Katan gives us many, many, for example, memris sayings. The Nashi Dishchante. Shchante was a town, Rabbi Tzai. Shchante was a place in Bavel, and there were certain women, like you know, certain people write poetry. So these women of Shchante had certain sayings that you have phrases, or like they have certain fables, you have certain phrases, their phrases. Every culture, you know, have their own phrases. The women of Shchantiv say such and such. Why is it negate to me to know what the women of Shchantiv say? And it's recorded in the Gemara, no less. Some sort of yediyas, you know, some trivial yediyas. Certainly on the surface, it appears to be trivial yediyas. The Tzadik, you see, it's written in the Gemara, it's Dibur Teiru Gomer. The Pashtis, if you look at it, it's Dibur Chol. It's Dibur Chol, what they're saying. Dibur Chol. The Cholechot, he says, Af Amoris. And even an Amoris who has no Shaykhus to Torah, Yesh Boi Sikhe Dibra Torah. Even an Amoris, deep down behind his word, there's Dibra Torah, Shu Shayrish Napshe Vechiyutoi. Rach Shu Beyatma Yenidea. He doesn't even know about it. This is not conscious. This is subconscious. It's an amazing thing. It comes out of the mouth of the Yid, there's Dibra Torah. Now he may be Mishtamish with it to Dibra Chol. And he can use it for lawfully purposes. And he can use the speech in the Hekav Lashon Hara. But there's an element of Kiddusha in that Dibur. Because the Dibur of a person is an extension of his Nishama. And his Nishama is a Chelik al-Kayim Imao. So a Dibur is a Dibur Shul Kaidish. You can abuse it, you can do a lot of things. But inside, the pnimiyus advarim, in the core, deep down, the extension of your neshama. The neshama of the yid is the neshama kedusha. That's the end of the dibur. That shows you again the kedusha of the yid. That even for dibur choyah that comes out of his mouth, he says, is the retire manish and has achiza the divre retire. Again, this is all the contribution of Parshas Yisro. This will matan Torah transform Eden from being just another part of creation in the world. They have become the Mamlechet Koyhanim and the Goy Kodesh. Comes out of Tzadik again in a different sefer, which is called Yisrael Kedoshim, an entire sefer called Yisrael Kedoshim, which he deals in all aspects of Kedusha, in the life of the Eden. Says of Tzadik as follows. This is in the beginning of Yisrael Kedoshim. By the way, it has been reprinted recently. This is a newer print. For many, many years, the very old print. Says of Tzadik. Kol ha-mitzvot, all the mitzvot, machnisot, kedusha, b'levish Yisraeli. You notice, sound familiar what we started up when we started the first Tzadik that we said today? Right, in Tzitzkes HaTzadik, the first piece, he said, Ashgir Yishonah b'mitzvotot. There's a tzaddik in Yisrael Kedoshim, all the mitzvahs that we do, it's not just a kiyum mitzvah. But after we do a mitzvah, it is machnis kedush in the heart of every yid. K'mon shenema that says, v'asisim is called mitzvahs of yisim kedoshim. By doing my mitzvahs, you'll become kodesh, become holy people. K'mon shenema, as we say, k'acheinu b'mitzvahsecho, as we say, k'acheinu b'mitzvahsecho, dimi kadishas through the mitzvahs. And we make a bracha with Aleh and we say, Ashgid Shalom in the Toysa of the Tzivanu. There's a Tzadik nearest, from all of these indications, this tells us, the Zeo HaMechuvim Shokola Mitzvah. In other words, you know, we have Tariq Mitzvah, right? The Tariq Mitzvah means they only are different, the Tariq Mitzvah only distinguish themselves, that the act of this Mitzvah is different than the act of that Mitzvah. But the destination of all the Mitzvahs are the same. What's the goal of all the Mitzvahs? All the Mitzvahs have one goal. Kedusha. To generate Kedusha. So that's the Mechuvim Shekol HaMitzvahs. Liyat al Yodim Kedushim. When she is to be a vomit. Vizkadashtim. When it says in the Torah, Vizkadashtim. There's a Gemara. Who mitzvahs asay. Koyleles. Al kol esse. Veloysa sushi b'toyres. The Tzadik says, every time you do a mitzvah. An interesting thing now. Every time you do a mitzvah, you're really doing two mitzvahs. Not one mitzvah. Why? You only did one mitzvah. Because every time you do a mitzvah, that mitzvah adds to your Kedusha. The Makan the Mitzvah is Kadashim. So now you see a new thing. But Tzadik told us that every time you do a mitzvah, right, it's Makan's Kedusha, you become a little bit more holy. And Torah says it's Kadashim. So it's a fulfillment of this Kadashim. So Tzadik says that every mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah says or a mitzvah says, you're Makan is Kadashim as well. So every time you do a mitzvah, you're really doing two mitzvahs. That extra mitzvah that you're doing is this Kadashim. Because through that mitzvah, you become holier. Ayin Shom HaTosis. He posts to Christ Tosis over there. Shall ye dehem or other miskadish and you are mekayin miskadashim? The zehu tachlis briyas other miyola. And this is not merely one of the things or one of the purposes. This is the purpose. This kadashim is the purpose. And when we do our tayag mitzvahs, the tachlis is the teitzah, the consequence of the tayag mitzvahs to be kadashim. And that's why we're here in this world. We're here in this world to be kadashim. So his damos elav his barach. Because by being kadashim, we become more godly. Well, we created a human being on this world that we, with our effort and with the tools that Kodesh Baruch Hu provides us, all of the Tariq mitzvahs, we become closer and closer to emulate and be doing it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is what we're here to become a little bit more in the image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shehu Kodesh, Kumisharas of Kedoshim. Not only Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, is Kodesh, but we also are Kedoshim. The Nemra says Kedoshim, Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani. So every time we add to our Kedusha, we resemble a little bit more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our purpose. To resemble as much as possible, as much as our potential allows us, as much as we are capable, with all the kites that we are endowed with, resemble and become as close as possible to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Tzadik, and this is something that we had in the past from Rav Tzadik, and he says again, Vikar HaKadosh, he says, Kedusha Sabris. Again, it's in that area. The Ikar Kedusha says, it's Kedusha Sabris. When she says Vayikra Rabba, it says in Vayikra Rabba, says, Kol Mokoyim Shata Moit together Erva, Ata Moit together Kedusha. Kedom Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, In other words, what you'll notice is in all the parasha of Arayis, the pasuk concludes, it says, because I want you to be Kadoshim. I want you to be Kadoshim. It shows that it was the Hepach of Kadosh, the Ein of immorality. But when a person is nichshel in the area of immorality, that is a direct steer to Kedusha. So more than anything else, because on the one hand, every mitzvah brings us closer to Kedusha. But the greatest thing that can drive us away from Kedusha, the greatest thing, right, that breaks Kedusha and destroys Kedusha, what's the most opposite from Kedusha is the area of Kedusha Sabris. The person falls in the area of Kedusha Sabris. As he points out, and so Taka says Rashi, one of the things is, in Vayikra Rabba, by the way, which you quote, is also really a Gemara. Gemara says that you might remember when Elisha came to the Isha Shunammit. Elisha come to visit. So she did not know who he was. And the prophet is there in Malachim. The Isha Ashunamit, the wife says to the husband, I had a guest. And she says, Hina no yadati kishulakim kodeshu. And it was an ishulakim kodesh. She titled him a kodesh. So the Gemara says, how did she know he was a kodesh? I said he was a kodesh. So the Gemara says, Rabbon and Omri, Shlodra Asa, Pitis Keri, he says, Miyomeo al Sabin Shalot. You can see that the area Kedusha is defined in that area. In that area. Course, in the Sefer Chassidus discussed, I mean, he spent, I don't know how many days, was it a couple of days that he spent by the Isha Shunamit, so she didn't see a tipas carry on the sheep, with the rise of Kodesh, for those 4 days he didn't see carry. What about the other 360 days in the year? It was the riot! So the rise of tipas carry. As the Chassidus say, when Elisha slept on that bed, she never saw a tipas carry on that bed, because she was in the Tadish that bed. The Koyach of the Tadish, spoiled up. The Loshnit, she never after even saw him. No matter who slept on that bed was protected. So that bed became the Kaddish, the Kedusha of the Ish Kaddish, who slept on that bed. So no matter who, someone becomes influenced. If you're in the atmosphere of Kedusha, you yourself become influenced with Kedusha. Put his hands below. Now, if you pass the bye-bye, so that's an attitude of a Kedusha. No Abayr said, keep your hand below the belt. That's what you do with your hand. So that's added to Kedusha. You say it's a great emergency. The rabbi of the town came to the gevir of the city. No, it wasn't known, to be one of the great nabonim. It was a great emergency. The rabbi against the set of judgment. He says, I have to try to cross off. An emergency. And he goes to the gevir and he pleads with him. Vilnish gave. The Rav says, not only Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because you're also Kaddish, you also don't want to put your hand below your belt. You want to say that's a Kaddish. You're also a Kaddish. So, Mahanozer Gamkeni Kribatoyer Kaddish. Another is also called Kaddish. Why? The Rav Tzadik, if you trace the idea of another, it comes to the same thing. Because the Ikoil, if you should know, they're asking me, Mayayim. I know what that means? You'll get a Erva. We never think about it that way. We think about it as abstaining from wine. But you know what wine means? By abstaining from wine, it means he's going to be now protected, right? From an area that wine leads to. As he points out, the har the yayin oisit. It's a chazal, tell us what wine can do. Kiddushan, the Mishnah is oisit. The Shaman, the Mishnah says further, we know that Rashi says in the Chumash also. Why is Parshas not the next to Parshas soita? Because the roi is soita because that when one witnesses what happened to the soita, yad rasam in ayayin. Because yayin again leads the things that happened to the soita. And so it goes on with the brachas. Is in the brachas the Gemara says, Loistarvi, Veloistachti. Rashi says, Loistarvi, says Rashi, Loistishtaker beyayin. If you're not going to be mishtaker beyayin, Loistachti. It's in Zimbig. Veloistarvi is from the Russian Koisi Revoyo, where you have your Koisi filled, which means to saturate, which means when the earth is saturated, you're Russian Revoyo. So Loistarvi, don't drink, Loistachto. The chain also gidl hapera le galcha le shamayim. Somebody has big hair, fancy hair, and he cuts it with Shem Shamayim, Matsu Mitchizot Hayetzer de Yehuda. That will also protect him. Sultan Hoget Kedusha. When she eats it, because that's the idea, when she eats it, Be'uvde, the Noder, Ayn Shom, the Rashi, the Gemara talks about there, the Gemara talks about, and he brings down the famous Chazal, which Rashi also says, the Bereshit Rabbi, the Yosef Misakin Besara, Yosef was like fixing his hair. So what does Chazal say? Oh yeah? So let me see if you can be honest with Nisoyan. Because this is not appropriate behavior. So Hoduba come off. The bear is in front of you. In other words, I'm going to give you the test. So
So the kiddush. What does the tzaddik say? Ikka kiddusha, he says, is the kiddusha, kiddusha tabris. Says the tzaddik, however, ubiklal ze kol hakdoros tavet hagufnis and gedel erve. The truth is very important. The kudra b'lisa. What the tzaddik is saying, if a person, the single most, I guess, the best advice that a person can take, he says, how? What's the best way? If a person wants to find out a way how to curb himself and to be able really to control himself in those areas. So you know how? Discipline yourself in other areas of taiva. Because all areas of taiva are weaknesses which lead to this. He says, ubechlau, that included kol hagdorah, taivas, hagufniyat, and gedel erdin. The person disciplines himself in all other areas of taiva, all different kinds of taiva in the world. The taiva is mammon, the taiva is all kinds of yonam of taiva, says the person. Taiva is kovet, right? There's no end. If a person disciplines themselves in other areas of taiva, it will help him. Umitavas achila biyichud. Remember, we mentioned that a few times already. So they said, especially taiva achila. All of the taiva. Right? It can lead a person to the area of immorality, says the tzaddik, it says the taiva achila. Moshe says, the Gemara says in Brochus, Malik Reite, fill your stomach, Zanebisha. You are planting bad seeds. The Chenikron, we also find, you know, Beloshin Saginor, euphemism. The Potik says, the Chenikra Beloshin Achila. The area of immorality is referred to Beloshin Achila. It says, Ochla, refers to the Zoyna. Ochla, she ate, and she did her act, Umochsapio, she wipes her mouth, she's trying to hide, she says, I didn't do anything. The Loshin is called Ochla. The Tzaddik said, this is not the Derech Nikra. The Loshin, the word that was used to define that particular tithe was used Achila, because they go hand in hand. The Gamba Loshin Torah and also Loshin Torah of the Abrashis Rav, according to the Medrash. Kim Halechem Ashoichel. Remember by Potiphar? So Potiphar gave everything to the hands of Yosef. One thing he did, he said, Kim Halechem Ashoichel. And Rashi said, except his wife. Kim Halechem, it's called Lechem. Why Lechem Ashoichel? The Tzaddik said, this is an indication to us, Loshin Noki, right? Which means the person who has a weakness in the area of Taivat Achila is a weakness in the other area as well. Yalkei, says Reb Tzaddik. Look at Moirig observation. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us, we know Misha Pirish, Minoisha, Mamatan Tairit, right? We know Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife. Zoche Gamkein Liot Aboim Yoim Beloy Achila Vishir. As it was, he says. Again, this is not just two isolated situations. Tzaddik times are hand in hand. Because control in this area means also control in that area. Because when there is a weakness in Achila Vishtiyah, there is a weakness in the other area as well. Shabbeinu, we show strength and discipline in this area. Malach HaBrit again means that he has Kiddush in the area of Brit. Gam came we find Arboim Yoim. By him, he was on the Harakano. Shuhashir Shu Kabbalah Satayrah. That is the 40 days of Kabbalah Satayrah. Dal Yodah Hoyin Nizoinin. Kemoishinema said Lachu Lachmi Balachmi. The Navi says Lachmi Balachmi. Torah is called Lechem. So it's spiritual Lechem. The Navi says Lachu Lachmi Balachmi. Your Navi was Malach HaBrit. Again, we have the Loshin that he had the Arboim Yoim. And the Arboim Yoim, which is the Shir of Kabbalah Satayrah, and was to him, right? He was the saint. So we see over here, that's the idea, as the Tzaddik said, that you saw Kedushim again, shows that the idea of Kedusha is the mitzvah, Kivat Kedusha. As the Tzaddik points out, the areas particularly that we have to be on guard, not to be able to keep our Kedusha within ourselves. So I want to show you something. The Tzaddik ended here, Luchu Lachmi Belachmi. He talks about how Torah is referred to as Lechem. Right? And by the way, it also, which means again, if there is Yonichshul in Achila, then Yonichshul in Torah automatically. So this is not just a moshul. The Torah is nimshal kalechem, mukalach melechemi. I want to show you. Move over straight to the right. This is the Pitzadik, 5-6 lines. Look over here. Amazing, amazing things. This is number 10 that we have over here. You know, by Yontif is the machlokes. How to celebrate Yontif? Right. The blazer of Yeshua. One man says chetzel l'Hashem, chetzel chem. Chetzel chem means half eating and half l'Hashem. Right. Learning. Start davening. And then we have the blazer saying oy kula l'Hashem. Says the Tzaddik, you know what it means? Again, I took out only one opinion that he says over here. Achamachleikis, he said, Reb Lezer Sover, Oikula Lashem, Oikula Lachem. Who does it depend on? The Lezer, either Kula Lashem, Oikula Lachem. So everybody makes up his own mind. Wait, what is it? I mean, a lot of people would like to eat that, right? Why Oikula Lashem? Oikula Lachem is just as good. I mean, why Kula Lashem for? So he said, you know what it means? It means the Timashu Wodo. Shemee because you know what kulo lechem means? It doesn't mean put your head into the pot of food and right and live in the food. Kulo lechem does not mean that you consume food and get lost in your ma'is achilas. That's not what kulo lechem means. The tzaddik says shemishu yochel eat etzli hanoyes haguf b'kedusha. When a person who eats and his hanoyes haguf, his lechem can be b'kedusha. I tell the Shem, then in fact that's what we want. In other words, it's not a choice. It depends. What's your madrega? Adikem tesel Shem Shemayim, then we want an achilu Shem Shemayim. Forget, then we want your lachem, because your lachem is an avodah Hashem on the highest level. We want your lachem. He says, Umi shekosh all of that. But of course, not everyone is capable of doing that. So then you kulu Hashem. So the when Lezer says, Oikulu Hashem, kulu lachem. Your madrega determines it's not something by choice. Sends me the house in the bell. If you are able to sanctify the Mikadish Hashem through Achila, then in fact we demand of you Kula Lachem. We want you to serve Hashem through Achila. Because you're able to be makar of your Hanos HaKuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. And look what he says further. And he says, and you know what? And even when it's Kula Lachem, Umakomukim, Daneshu Kula Lachem, Serfi is Gam Kemachem. Now the spiritual satisfaction should also give you physical satisfaction, and he goes to an extent. It's an unbelievable thing what he says here. When Shomar Rabbeinu Hakadosh Melublin that the Chayyim Melublin Zecher Tzadik Kol Shavocha Al Erev Yomo was a Yid in the time of the Chayyim Melublin. Joy about Bosa, he was a heavy person. Afshar Yoni, an essence of Shikimim. Where did it come from? He was an Oni. I'm just going to eat already. Achol Yemas Mit Godel B'Teira VeOmar said the Chayyim Melublin Shemasli Tanis Ubriyat Aguf Madib B'Teira. So maybe you didn't understand that. I guess you learn too much, you may become a little overweight. So this is a new idea here. The beginning Ayid, it was really an Oni, it was a Balbota, nevertheless. So this is, he said, the Kula Lashem can turn into a Kula Lachem as well, he said. So them give him. Because, but it's Kula Lachem, meaning you serve Hashem with the Lachem, that's also Kula Lashem, really. Because your Lachem is a Lashem. And forget, when it's Kula Lashem, you're learning. Your ruchni should be in such a way that it contributes also to your physical group as well. And finally, I think when we talk about Kedusha Yisrael, Rabbi Zayit, it would not be appropriate without these words of the Chassam Sefer, five lines in the Drosha. The Chassam Sefer says, "Om Namoemes to the Chassam Sefer, Ki Kol Ishmi Yisrael Noilat Mitchilas Briyotoi Kodesh V'Toyer. Every Yid is born a Kodesh V'Toyer. The Royal Yid Yeshua Benun." Hear what the Chassam Sefer says here. Every Yid is born with an amazing potential, unbelievable potential. You can become. I, 15, 20, 30 years later, far cry from Yeshua ben Nun. Chassam Sefer is referring there also to the meaning of Kedusha Tabriz, he's referring to. Nimtak Oponim, he says, Yeshua Lisabil. A person should mourn. Whoever talks about Churban Beis Hamikdash, maybe we should mourn on our own Churban. We destroyed the personality that we could have become. And unfortunately, due to our own self, he says, Asha Hichrit Askma Bimei Alumot. This is about to give a little perspective. Parshas Yisrael, Matan Torah, Mamlechus Koyahana Vigoy Kodesh. You have to realize the amazing capability of each and every Yid. Every Yid has the potential. And as the Tzaddik pointed out, and as we saw later in the Tanya, that if you have 10 Yidin getting together, the level of Kedusha is as high that even a Malach project becomes bottled in the tears. That gives us a little idea of the responsibility and the great potential to be Oyel Lamala Navayit Hashem.